In the studio are our friends Andy Mossy and Simi Stone. Andy is with the Woodstock Land Conservancy. There's a very special benefit show which is happening Sunday night with Marco Benevento and friends, whom we've just heard with at the show. And maybe if we call out that one over and over, he'll play that one if we're at the show. And please get tickets, be part of this amazing event, which is benefiting the Woodstock Land Conservancy. And joining us now is our friends Andy and Simi. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, Rick.
It's great to have you guys in the studio.
Great to be here.
Absolutely.
All right. Now,
Andy, tell the folks your position and tell them your involvement with the Woodstock Land Conservancy.
Sure. So how do I condense all this? Well, my name's Andy Mossy. I'm the executive director at the Land Conservancy, at the Woodstock Land Conservancy. I've been ED there for just under 2 years now. And, you know, something that the Land Conservancy is known for, our dedication to the preservation of land. So we have a number of preserves around, including one called the Israel Whitman Preserve, which is our largest. And we are also known for our advocacy initiatives, fighting things like 850 Route 28, which was a concrete manufacturing facility in the heart of the Bluestone Wild Forest. And now, most recently, people probably know about us due to our efforts in co-chairing the Stop Woodstock National Coalition, which is there to fight Woodstock National LLC, which is a 624-acre development right in the heart, essentially, of this massive habitat corridor and climate and critical environmental area in the Zena High Woods area.
And as of now, that land is undeveloped.
Correct. It's undeveloped.
Natural. It has,
yeah, for the most part. I mean, there are a couple of old structures there, but and in the past it's been quarried and so on, but what hasn't in the Catskills, really?
Yeah.
So it's gone through a really long revitalization period where now we consider it mature forest. It's beautiful. It's really contributing to carbon sequestration in the area and is critical habitat for all sorts of wild and unique animals and plants.
Now, what is the downside of their developing this land?
So right now, the 624 acres is sitting in the heart of basically a 2,500-acre undeveloped location. So you have major habitat corridor going from north to south, also east to west. A number of preserves and also wild forests that are protected by the DEC are surrounding this area. And so to have a massive development essentially at the heart of this undeveloped location completely rip apart the ecosystem. I mean, everyone's seen unique documentaries, David Attenborough and so on, and the plight of species. And we're talking about this right in our backyard. Mm. We're also talking about major climate impacts because of a development such as this.
Now, I just know from being in the Woodstock area that in the summertime, water gets scarce. And once you start digging from the same well, the only place where water flows, wouldn't that cause a problem?
Absolutely. The way I think about this is a milkshake. And say, you know, you got four of your best friends hanging around a table. Everyone's drinking the milkshake. You all got a straw in the milkshake. That milkshake goes away pretty darn quickly as soon as that fourth person starts getting excited about dipping their straw in.
Hmm.
The same type of thing with an aquifer, right? You have a whole bunch of people living in an area, an aquifer underneath all this bluestone shale is spread out miles and miles wide. Everyone drills their well. Everyone is dipping their straw into the milkshake. And before you know it, we have a dry summer and everyone else's wells dry up. Once that water is gone, it takes sometimes years, even decades to replenish an aquifer completely. It takes a long time. We're fortunate to live in an area, and especially this year, where our weekends are rainy and so on and so forth. And so we're fortunate to have a lot of good groundwater, but our aquifer system is sensitive and we need to protect it. And so putting a major development in an area where people are already experiencing drought-like conditions in the summertime, that's pretty serious.
Well, doesn't the area and the natural beauty of it help filter the water in runoff?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, you have aquifer recharge zones on our preserve. I mentioned Israel Whitman Preserve just a moment ago, which is almost 200 acres. And it's directly adjacent to the north of this proposed development. Mm. At that bottom south corner, which is right there, it's right shared on the border, is a vernal pool. You know, vernal pools, as you know, people who are aware of them, are pretty unique ecosystems mm-hmm. here in the Catskills. They're, you know, essentially a big bowl of water that are just filled up by rainwater, and they're essential habitat. But what they also do is provide a lot of filtration, and then groundwater mm-hmm. and aquifers can be recharged through zones like that.
So in an area where we need affordable housing and housing, why is it best to not do it there?
Well, you're talking about an area that's right in the middle of the woods. You know, hopefully I did a good job at describing it before, which is, this is pretty rural, you know, where it's not next to a lot of services. It's right on Salk Hill Road, which for those who have driven up and down Salk Hill Road, we know it's pretty remote and it's really twisty, turny yeah. and so on. So if you're talking about affordable housing, and especially when we use that term, we're talking about Section 8 housing. You know, we're talking about people who need to apply, who don't have a lot of funds and who need a place to live. They don't necessarily have a ton of resources, right. which means walking, getting on a bus, riding a bike. Those are, and many times, the best option for people trying to get around. And if you're trying to build affordable housing, or even, you know, the middle section of housing, that doesn't necessarily line people up with getting to the services they need.
Plus, you're cutting down trees, which destroy our oxygen intake, and you're building roads, paving, and, well, all the trucking pollution as well. So it doesn't sound like a great idea to put affordable housing in a place that is hard to access.
Unless it's for Woodstock artists who would probably be very into building an eco-friendly, affordable housing.
That would be right.
And it's like, there's other things we could do, with that area or a portion of it that wouldn't hurt the land, that would allow affordable housing. So I say, why not just do that instead of this whole insane idea?
But now,
those are my opinions.
Simi, you've been a Woodstocker for how long?
My whole life.
Whole life. So this is an important cause for you.
It is.
Do you feel it necessary to make people aware of what's going on?
Absolutely. First, I didn't know about it. And I ran into Aaron and he told me, and I immediately put a post on my social media because, you know, that's the best way to get the word out. And put, like, big quotation marks are going on in here because, anyway, I have a love-hate relationship with social media, but it's a way to go. And yeah, and I just, there was nothing stopping me from saying, oh, well, we got to protect the land.
Now, Simi, recently you've done a lot of great work on stage. You've been with David Byrne. You've been with the New Pornographers.
Yeah.
And, well, you do your own thing with the Shaker. And lately, you've been painting a different world.
I have been.
Tell
That's
the folks.
That's interesting. I have been. I've been, I'm getting my undergrad in studio art. And I have been painting and learning all sorts of interesting things about art. And this semester, I just have been doing landscapes.
Mm.
And I just did a painting of the Cuomo. Oh, and I was thinking of going to do maybe even some paintings at the Zena High Woods because the area is so beautiful. And I was like, you know, and I went to Rome this summer. Mm. I was lucky enough to get into a Rome arts program. And I did a lot of plein air painting outside.
Wow.
Wow. Very cool.
It was beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yes. And learning that, how to do that. And then coming home and saying, well, we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world. Still feeling that way after being, you know, I've been around.
Yeah. And it's true. It is a beautiful place. And we want to keep it beautiful is the main thing. It's why people are attracted to the area from out of the area. It's why people who come to the area get stuck here like a magnet because of the beauty and the surrounding great things to do and the great communities in our area. So yeah, we understand why people want to come here and live here and move here, but there's got to be other options as well. So, well, thanks for being here and telling folks about, well, what's going on. And how many acres is it?
The proposed development is 624 acres. So it's one of the largest land holdings in especially that specific area. Yeah.
And they want to put an 18-hole golf course,
helipad. 191 units of housing, which is all different types, you know, estate grade housing, helipad, you know, all those things. And who knows, the developers may remove the golf course, they remove the heliport, things like that, that are really
insane.
You know, that are pretty insane. Yeah. Well said, Simi. You know, and that's just how it goes. You know, developments come with everything that they can think of and they throw it onto the map and see what sticks. And fortunately, we live in an area and in a community where people give a damn, right?
Yeah.
They really care. And we're hoping that the community can help dissuade some of these pretty bad ideas that developments.
Andy, who owns this land?
Currently, it's owned by an entity called Walrus Properties, LLC. And right now, the developers that we're talking about, Woodstock National, LLC, they're set to close on Monday. So this benefit concert is incredibly important. We're in it for the long haul. You know, if they do, in fact, close on the property, they're going to go through the whole process with the planning board and putting this development plan forward. And we need funds in order to be able to fight them, you know. And so this benefit concert, you know, huge thanks to Marco and all the friends coming out and making this happen, and Simi. Because at the end of the day, we're going to need to fight this thing if we care about this area.
Is there a chance that it may not happen?
Who knows? It's all in the cards. We don't know yet.
Okay. Well,
I wish I could give more.
Sunday night, Colony in Woodstock. What time does it start?
7 o'clock. Doors open at 6.
Okay. Now, this is Marco Benevento, Danny Bloom, Aaron Johnston from the Brazilian Girls, Jeff Hill from Steve Earle's band, Marco, of course. Who else is going to be
Christina
there?
Christina Reichman.
Mm-hmm.
Karina Reichman. Sorry, it's early.
Don't forget about Simi.
Karina Reichman. Oh, and someone named Simi.
And and Simi. Now we talked about your art.
Yes.
Involvement. Have you been creatively making new songs?
Oh, I have so many new songs. I have so many new songs.
You do?
That, yes, that I that aren't out, that exist.
Cool.
And
All right, so you're going to present them? You're going to keep on working on your music while you're learning to blend colors and make good strokes?
Yeah, and I loved how you said Simi's painting a new world, and that tends to be what happens. It's comes with the territory. Like I can't stop writing songs or making music, and painting is like this other
outlet,
way of facilitating the stuff,
well,
the good stuff. But I do have a couple new songs that I may put out.
Cool.
Very soon, like this week.
You think you'll give us a new tune Sunday night?
I think I'm going to give you a new tune on Sunday night.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And how's the shaker been going? How's Woogie?
The shaker is going good.
Yeah.
And we are going to make a record.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to make a record. We're going to go in and record. And I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be kind of, an activism record and about, you know, kind of what's going on.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to Sunday night when you and Marco are on stage and you look over at Marco and he gives you an ear-to-ear smile and encourages you to do the best that you always do.
He is so encouraging. He's the best. He's the best. Rick's like, get closer to the mic.
Yeah, you're talking
obviously
far away.
I'm out of practice.
Yeah. But he is the best. And it's going to be an amazing show of music, an amazing benefit show. Colony 22 Rock City Road in Woodstock, starting at 7, doors at 6. So you could belly up to the bar and then belly up to a seat and enjoy an amazing night of music. I'm talking, you won't see anything like this anywhere else. And that's a big statement from me. So thanks for being
Thank you, folks,
and all the best, Simi, at the show. Knock 'em dead.
Thank you. I can't wait
to see the performance. Andy, all the best to you and your cause. And, well, we have our fingers crossed that we can keep beauty beautiful.
Thanks, Ray. Really appreciate you having us here.
All right. It's my pleasure. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. One last thing, Andy. Tell the folks how they can get involved if they'd like to.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, so check out stopwoodstocknational.org. We have a dedicated group of volunteers that are helping maintain this site, so all the up-to-date information is on there. You can figure out how to volunteer. You can put out a yard sign if you're interested in spreading the word in that way. We care about that grassroots message, so help us out there. And then, of course, donations as well, and then come on Sunday night and have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for being here. Andy Mossy and Simi Stone. This is 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.